It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. So happy to say that I've got on the show with us this week Rob Flynn from Machine Head. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hanging out in the French Quarter of New Orleans right now.
Awesome. Well, excited about this brand new Machine Head record. It's out in stores now, Bloodstone and Diamonds. And, of course, there's this Machine Head tour. And, Rob, you know, whether it's other bands or Machine Head itself, your opinions are always very outspoken. For you, why is such a direct honesty so healthy?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. The bands that I've always, you know, the bands that I grew up loving, you know, they tended to be a little outspoken. They tended to have opinions. And, you know, that was inspiring to me. You know, I mean, I grew up in what I consider to be the golden era of thrash. And, you know, right in my backyard was this amazing musical movement that happened. So I grew up in the Bay Area. So, you know, I was a 15-year-old, 16-year-old kid, and I would go and see bands like Metallica and Exodus and Slayer playing, you know, opening for people and playing to 400 people in clubs. And Slayer, you know, Megadeth and stuff like that. And then right around that same time, this amazing punk movement came out with bands like DRI at Kennedy's and, you know, UK punk like Discharge. And then also at the same time was this hip-hop movement with bands like NWA and Public Enemy, all these very provocative bands that, you know, they stood for something. And they agitated, and they weren't trying to be liked. You know, they were trying to change the world, and in so many ways, you know, all of those three musical movements really helped shape what became Machine Head, and we try and carry that same spirit and fly that same flag.
Bloodstone and Diamonds, the new album from Machine Head, is out in stores. Happy to have Rob Flynn on the show with us. My favorite tune off the album, this is Take Me Through the Fire. Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, Rob Flynn from Machine Head is our guest on the show this week. And Machine Head came its closest to breaking up at the end of the last touring cycle for the last album. Where do you hear that tension and anxiety most on Bloodstone and Diamonds?
You know, I mean, I think more than anything, what I get out of it is this sense of rejuvenation. I mean, this sense of rebirth. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of that sentiment on there. From death comes rebirth, and I feel like, you know, in some ways there was a part of Machine Head that died, and this new Machine Head was born out of it. And, you know, we're so lucky to be here. We're so lucky to still be here. We've been doing this for 22 years. And I've been playing with Phil for 28 of them. I've been playing with Dave for 19 of them. And, you know, it's amazing. And we're lucky to do this. And, you know, it ain't always the easiest road. You know, we're not the biggest band. We're one of the biggest metal bands in the world, but in the scope of things, you know, we never got as big as the Beatles. We never got as big as Led Zeppelin. We've never even had a hit on the radio. And we're lucky enough to have this diehard fan base that just loves our band. And that's all you need, man. And you just keep on doing your thing, and that's what we're doing. We're just out here doing our thing. And, you know, we don't really know what else is going on. We're doing our own trip. And it's cool to have that confidence. You know, it just reached that place where we're just like, yeah, man, let's just do our own trip.
Rob Flynn from Machine Head with us on the show tonight. Quick break still to come this hour. Josta's weekly pick from the pit. New music from Napalm Death and more with Rob. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie with Rob Flynn of Machine Head on the show with us. The new album, Bloodstone and Diamonds, is out in stores. And Rob, what was the exact moment when you knew with certainty that the band would survive the turmoil that nearly killed it?
You know, we were sitting around. It was Dave and my manager, Joseph, and I. And we were sitting around, I don't know, probably last year around January, and we had all been thinking the same thing, but no one had really said it out loud. And Dave, we were at this beer joint called Beer Revolution that we really like, and Dave was like, I'm going to quit. And my manager was like, oh no, you're not. I'm going to quit. And then I was like, you guys, like, I'm going to quit. After we had just reached this point where we just couldn't take what was going on internally in the band. And we laughed. You know, we actually just laughed at it. You know, I mean, all this frustration that had been leading up to it for so long. And, you know, I think just, you know, we were like, what are we doing, man? Like, what are we doing? Like, the three of us have all independently come to this thought. And, you know, we don't want to lose this thing. And so we made a decision to make a change. And here we are, man.
Rob Flynn from Machine Head is our guest on the show. Going to take a quick break. Still to come, Josta's weekly pick from the pit. New music from Periphery coming up. And, of course, more with Rob. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Rob Flynn from Machine Head is our guest on the show this week. Machine Head out on tour in Bloodstone and Diamonds. Their latest record is out now. And you've stated that you like the urgency of the new album and that it created a spontaneity. Is that hard to do when you're striving for perfection?
You know, I think for me, the part of perfection is capturing a moment, you know, and that moment is often, when it comes to metal, chaos. It's urgency. It's, you know, it's the guitar being strummed way too hard. It's the vocal cracking and just at its wit's end. It's the drums going too fast. It's, you know, I think now probably more than ever, it's so easy to be perfect when you're in the studio. It's too easy to be perfect. You know, you can fix everything in Pro Tools. And, you know, to me, especially coming from a punk rock background, some of those records, you know, you put on a record like Feel the Darkness by Poison Idea, and, it, you know, it doesn't sound very good. The playing's all over the place, but it's just frantic. You know, there's this energy, and it's just, it's about to fall off the rails the entire time you're listening to it. And you know, to me, that is perfect. That is, you know, that's nirvana, when you've captured this moment. You know, I mean, I think that, you know, ultimately when you make a record, and I don't care what kind of record, it's a pop record, a hip-hop record, a metal record, you know, it's really about, it's about human beings. It's about, you know, if it's a sad song, it's about capturing that ache. If it's an angry protest song, it's about capturing that you attitude, you know, that defiance. And so I think that that's just, I think that that needs to be the goal. And then it makes it perfect.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Rob Flynn. Periphery are out on tour now. Their albums Alpha and Omega came out this week. This is The Bad Things, Full Metal Jackie Radio. Exodus and Salt the Wound from their latest record, Blood In, Blood Out. It's Full Metal Jackie. Rob Flynn, singer for Machine Head, is our guest on the show. And we're talking about the new album, Bloodstone and Diamonds. And what does the album reveal about the way your strengths as a songwriter, singer, and guitarist have evolved over time?
Oh, thank you for the compliments. you know, I don't know. I mean, For me, I never put myself on a pedestal like that when I'm writing. Like, what am I going to do as a songwriter? You know, I think for me, it's just about challenging yourself and bettering yourself. And I, you know, I've always loved the bands that evolved a little bit. You know, that they stayed true to their sound, that they always brought in something new. And you know, it sounds so easy to do, but it's really the hardest thing to do. You know, I mean, you know, you look at a band like The Cure or Metallica and Slayer. You know, I know Slayer loves to say that they're the AC/DC of metal, but to me, you know, those first five records, there was a big evolution, man. And, you know, they got faster and faster, and then they started bringing in acoustic guitars on songs like South of Heaven, Deep in the Abyss, and Slowing Down for songs like Dead Skin Mask. And I just, you know, bands that can do that, it's always exciting. And so for us, it's just about challenging ourselves to, you know, I mean, in some ways when you do it, it's almost like you start playing a song and you're like, I don't know about this, man. It's a little, you know, like you can tell something weird, something different, and it's a little scary. And you're like, what are fans going to think of this, or what, you know, what? And you live with it. And if it's still good and if it's still rocking you a week later, you go through that fear. You go through that fear and just know in your heart that it's going to be awesome. And more often than not, it's those songs that people relate to. You know, I wasn't really sure what people were going to make of songs like Beneath the Silt or Damage Inside off of the new record. And so many people come up to me like, oh my God, dude, that song's so killer. You know, thanks for doing that. It's just, you know, to have this, you know, things that are different. You know, when you hear things like that, it really makes your decision to go through the fear feel like it was, you know, like it was a good call. It was a good decision.
Rob Flynn of Machine Head with us on the show tonight. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from NC Ferrum and more with Rob Flynn. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, Rob Flynn from Machine Head is with us on the show. And Rob, what's your favorite part of going back on tour when, you know, you'd been off the road for a while?
You know, it's when you've been off the road for a while, and especially when you're in the studio, everything in the studio is delayed satisfaction. You're recording the drum part, you're recording the guitar part, you're recording the vocal part, you know, you're building this cathedral brick by brick by brick, and it's this long process with, you know, the reward is so minuscule and incremental that you don't really get it. And then you come out on tour and then you play that song that's done, and it's this instant reaction, it's this instant satisfaction. And it's, you know, it's the opposite of what that world is. And that's, you know, very, you know, to be in a band and to create music and make music for a living, you have to have that yin and yang. You have to have both sides of it. But yes, definitely going out there. I mean, we played Houston, Texas, and they were chanting Machine Head. And then they just started smashing the walls, like all the people that were on the backside of that, the balcony and on the sides of the theater, they would just smash the walls as they were saying it. And it was so loud. It was, I mean, the owner of the building, you know, the owner of the club, of the venue, like a theater, was just like, I've never seen a show this crazy here. Like, he's like, I thought the freaking house was going to come down. Like, it was magical. And it was, that's what it was. It was magical, and that's how it was last night. That's an amazing show. Super looking forward to New Orleans tonight, because they do this thing that we call the Machine Head Stomp, where they stomp their feet and go, Machine Head Stomp, Stomp, you know, like they do it in time. It's crazy.
That's awesome.
It's the only place in America that does it, and it's so killer. So, you know, those moments, you know, connecting, just having this musical bonding, you know, so much of music to me is about, I think it's, you know, when it's the best that it is, it's a release for everybody. It's a release of, you know, so many emotions, sadness and anger and joy and, you know, this feeling of connection. And to me, that's everything, you know, that's what it's all about right there.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick Break, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Coming up next, and more with Rob Flynn of Machine Head. That was Acts of Judgment from Finnish folk metalers NC Ferrum off their new album One Man Army, which will be out on February 24th. Full Metal Jackie with Rob Flynn on the show with us. See Machine Head on the road through March. This is a long tour for you guys.
An epic tour, man. Longest tour. It's the longest tour we've ever done in America. 42 days, 43 days. 43 days, 2 months. Now we're hitting every nook and cranny. I mean, we're hitting all the major cities, but we're also hitting, you know, we made a point that we really wanted to get into the smaller places that are like 3 and 4 and 5 hours outside of the big city that still have these diehard metalheads that they just often can't make the trip. And so we're hitting, you know, Minot, North Dakota, and Missoula, Montana, and Bend, Oregon, and, you know, just places that are really, you know, ticket sales are killer, and we're stoked. And, you know, we already had 4 shows sold in advance. New York sold out in advance. Boston sold out in advance. Austin, Phoenix, it's killing it, man. We're having a blast out here.
Well, metal is alive and well, and you guys are the proof. So excited for you guys for this tour. Hope to see you guys again soon. And again, new album, Bloodstone and Diamonds, is out now. Rob, thank you so much for being a guest on the show.
You got it. Thanks for having me, Jackie.
Stick around. We've got more metal on the way.